Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I am Koji Benson Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In this episode, the founder of YAPA, Fadimatu Simao, believes the pandemic has offered Cameroon a fine opportunity to reinvent its tourism and aviation sectors. Fadi has also launched her Aviator project, which seeks to train and offer sustainable job opportunities for the youth in Cameroon and the CEMAC region. Hi Fadi, welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast.
Hi, Kojo. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to join you.
How have you been during this COVID in the last 6 months? How has your journey been, I mean, in terms of what you've been doing? We know that, you know, COVID was the disruptor in chief, negatively. And how have you fared?
You know, it's been a huge hit because after the first tourism investment forum that took place in Cote d'Ivoire, where we left with a lot of projections, partnerships, collaborations for the future, COVID just came as a hard hit. So for the past 6 months, we've been working actively to readapt and re-innovate the opportunities for our sector, both aviation and tourism. So we've been looking into new projects, how to promote the local tourism more, because now that a lot of countries had a lockdown, we could now discover that rural development, being the theme of this year's celebration also, it's a key for the development of each country. So we've been working particularly through our events and tools to bring up programs that could enable people get more interested into the culture, the sites in their rural areas, their villages, and get people get to know about the cultures and the different tribes within the country. So that's what is keeping us up, and we remain positive, particularly that we have a lot of young people who are into the industry and who we need to convince that it still has a place.
Okay, but you know, the challenge is that we knew that even pre-COVID, Cameroon's tourism sector, you know, was not anything to write home about. How then do you garner some hope that you are able to use this time to change things?
A lot of young people in the, you know, the Cameroon government innovated with tourism being studied in the secondary school. So the first batch is in the first year university, and we had the Youth Aviation Forum and Tourism Forum in Cameroon in February. So they kept in the group and they have been actively promoting their own culture, talking about the future of the Cameroon tourism. And we see more and more people going to discover the rural. In the momentum that Cameroon in whole, you know, we say Cameroon is Africa in miniature. In the north, you have the Sahara. And then in the west, you have the highlands. In the south, you have the rainforest.
I get the picture that you paint. But then again, if the, you know, the structure to promote tourism and to make it a viable sector is not there, it will be difficult for all the things that you are saying to become a reality in terms of using Aviator and other things that you are engaged in.
So what we've been doing, it's a group. If you check on social media, there is a lot talking about Cameroon. And many people are actively, you know, without traveling out of the country, people being bored, being at home and quarantined, they had to go back to their villages or their hometowns. So today we are in a synergy. It's already happening. People who are tired of being in their home, who want to see something new, are going through a variety of programs that are being offered by a couple of tour operators within the country.
Now, I know that your expertise is in aviation. How do you see aviation from a Cameroon standpoint, obviously? And then you can, you know, look at the African prospect. We know that it's bleak, but give me a sense of what you make of the situation now.
You know, COVID had a hard hit on the Cameroon aviation sector. The national airline, which is the only airline in Cameroon, hasn't been operational for the past 6 months. We are lucky that Ethiopian Airlines has started resume flights within the country, and Rwandair also and Sky. And we remain positive because of government initiative on relaunching and opening the capital for private investors. So the aviation sector in Cameroon, I would say today, hasn't been at the top because it's impossible to fly from one region to the other. And we know that without the flexibility of using the air, it takes a longer time. So we are all hopefully waiting for the initiatives of the government that has been put in place to relaunch the airline, opening the capital, and rebuilding the new strategy to focus more on the domestic market first. And we remain positive that that will be in place soon and that we will see aircraft flying again between regions. But globally, you know, Central Africa is six countries. You have Cameroon, you have Chad, you have Equatorial Guinea, you have Congo Brazzaville, and you have Gabon. But when we look at the aviation sector in the whole region, it's quite weak compared to the other regions. We have in Equatorial Guinea the national carrier SEIBA, Intercontinental, and the privately owned Kronos Airlines that has resumed flights between linking Malabo and Douala, and that's it. And in Gabon, we have Afrijet that links Douala with Libreville and within the country itself. Congo Brazzaville, we are also hoping to see the relaunch of Ecare, which is on its way. It's been taking some time, but we are positive that the industry is going to take off again. And then when you look at Chad, the good partnership between Ethiopia Airlines and the Chad government brought to birth Chadia. And they have also resumed flight between linking Jamina and Douala. So we hope that this COVID period that has really been a hit on the aviation sector, which has also paralyzed a lot of other industries that depend on aviation, that the different government in the Central African region, CEMAC, will be able to review their partnership business strategy to reinforce the aviation sector in the Central African region.
But what is the level of collaboration between these CEMAC countries with regards to tourism and aviation?
Well, so far there hasn't been an effective business model that has been implemented to, you know, like code share within the region. It hasn't existed yet, but we hope to see it happening soon. It's only back in 2018 that we had the free movement of person and goods implemented within the six countries, which is still timid. So today we are actively working. I, for example, with EFA Events and Tour of EFA Group, we are launching the Aviatour CEMAC, which will be the opportunity for us to encourage the inhabitants in the Central African region to freely discover, move between countries, because we don't need visas for now. And people still don't still embrace it. People are not still conscious of the fact that they can freely move without visas. So by bringing in the concept of Aviatour CEMAC, we actually want to promote travel tour and trade. We want people to be able to travel. We want people to be able to tour, discover the sites, and then trade. Because if we are moving people and goods, we need to reinforce the cooperation within the region, just as we see in West Africa. So it's still new, and we are through events, putting in place touristic events to get the population more involved into sharing what we have, because we are a rich region. When you go from Chad to Gabon, from Equatorial Guinea to Congo Brazzaville to Central African Republic and Cameroon, yes, some people we say the region is not very stable, but you and I know what happens today. We never know where we are safe again. Seeing what happened in Beirut, we could have been walking through the streets and be a victim of the incident there. So we still have this, you know, we have the gorillas, we have the forest, we have the seaside, we want people to be able within the region to first discover their own countries and also move to discover the other countries, because now we don't have visa, free circulation for us. So we are actively, yeah.
No, finish.
So we as a private sector are really preparing to go into a public-private partnership with the governments to try to bring them together at the at a faster pace, because it's been some time we've been observing, but now I think it's time for the private sector to really get involved and get people to work within the region, travel and discover what we have.
But, you know, looking at what's happening, for example, in Cameroon and with the political situation, don't you think that it is not enough motivating factor for any investor or businessman to look to invest in the tourism sector?
For the moment, I wouldn't say so, because, you know, Cameroon has 10 regions, and out of the 10 regions, two, the northwest and the southwest, are having some issues. The northern part also is having some issues from Boko Haram. But, I mean, we are a huge country, and we have strategic points where investment will be highly welcome, where investors will not have the risk, because it's still a virgin country where we have a lot of things that could be brought up to the world. You know, we have a great agriculture sector, so agrotourism could be one of the attraction for investment. We have the natural reserves in some areas that are not affected, that just need to be given the appropriate value and the communication around for people to discover that we have it. And that's why we are mobilizing now to like give this new image of our Cameroon sector for it to be more attractive. So the current situation, as I say, it's under control. I mean, we don't follow all what media says, because we are having a life. I mean, we work around, we organize tours, people travel from one point to the other. And well, why we pray that these regions that are facing challenges will have a resolution very soon and everything will come back to normal. But investors should have opportunities and should not be afraid, because there is a great opportunity to get from Cameroon.
What are the objectives of Aviator, and what do you want to do with the youth with this novel project?
So Aviator is its main objective. You know, we
what is it about? Tell us, the whole idea about Aviator, how it was conceived and everything.
You know, for the past 6 years, through the Young African Aviation Professional Association, YAPA, we've come across a lot of youths that first didn't know about aviation and tourism, then went into studying tourism. And we realized that we needed to make them understand they don't have to wait for people to come and build a business for them. So Aviator CEMAC is just the great ambition to get youth across the region to change the mindset quickly. We have a good number of them who are already into aviation and tourism, and they just feel that with this COVID, they need to switch to other sectors because they don't see the future. So Aviator is to give them the hope to understand that this is the right time for us to change the mentalities. So through Aviator CEMAC, we want to create this platform where youth can become serial entrepreneurs or micro entrepreneurs by selling their own hometowns, their own lifestyle. Because, you know, in Cameroon, for example, you have more than 200 tribes. Imagine these tribes having different languages, different cultures that still needs to be known. I have a trainee who came to work with us. And while talking with him about the importance of sharing to the world your cultural heritage, guess what? His dad is 115 years old. He was born around 1905. So when I told him about what his dad represents, he himself had not realized it. So this is what we want to give out to these young people. We want them to say, you can bring out the image of your hometown, your story, your history, and make it a package that will attract people to travel to come and see. So he's called Jules Nafak, and we are working on a launch because he has gone back home now. He has had he's putting in place a program, a video about his hometown, his father's story. When he will be said, we will share. We hopefully want to bring it up on the celebration of the International Tourism Day, which is September 27, through activities. And so we are putting in place a whole program. We are starting with Cameroon, but with our partners in the other six, in the other five countries, they all will follow the same program, which will be launch some small competitions to encourage the youth where they will be competing, because there will be regional competition, national competitions, and then they will be awarded at the whole region's competition. We hope that by 27th of September 2021, we would have had youth who will participate in these different challenges that we will actively use through our social media to get them show us their heritage. Because this is the new way you get the youth appreciate what they have and what they see around them as being part of the touristic discoveries that need to attract people to generate revenue. So by keeping them active, this is our own way to contribute to the survival of the industry. Then we have Aviatu, we have Deku Walk. You know that we talk about sports. Sports is a symbol of unity. You can't go into sports when you don't unite. We see teams going around. So we also thought about linking sports to tourism. And we will be launching the Deku Walk, which is just the touristic walk. You know, people will go into sports activities with the purpose of discovering the history around them. When I take the city of Douala, you know, we have a center called Bonanjo. In Bonanjo, you have about 10 historical sites. And we walk through that every day going for sports without taking a stop to know what is that history. So we want people tomorrow to be able in their own cities across Africa to do the Deku Walk, so that at least through social media, you will be able to do the sports, stop on your site, talk about what that is and share. Because we need people to get to know history. We have a history to share. And if we associate tourism with sports, that will be a very positive way to get people involved. So this is our own contribution, and we hope to see it grow with everyone around Africa, because that is also a way to encourage the free movement when frontiers will be open. So that's what has been keeping us busy for the past 6 months.
What level of support have you received or hoping to receive from government as well in this venture?
Oh, you might be surprised to know that in Cameroon, we were received by the Prime Minister, and also the Minister of Tourism is giving us full support. And we are cooperating with the Ministry of Tourism and Leisure of Cameroon, as well as the representations overseas, because as I said, it's a whole program. It's the revision the reinvention or the readaptation of the Cameroon tourism at the international level. So we are working on these projects of putting in place innovative ideas. And then once the frontiers will be opened up, Cameroon, who is welcoming hopefully 2021, the African Cup of Nations, will want to see many more fans come with their teams and discover Cameroon. So hopefully we will be doing some conferences in some countries. The countries that will be participating in the activities when everything will come back to normal, we have a whole plan of presenting what is there, and also attracting investors in the tourism sector as well as the aviation sector. Because we need to, you know, with a population of more than 25 million inhabitants, there is a potential that needs to be tapped in.
Okay, so as we restart tourism and, you know, borders are opening, has there been training for the tourism sector in terms of the health protocol, the safety measures that are being put in place to guarantee the safety of the guests and, you know, the workers? Have there been anything like that in Cameroon?
This has not been organized for the general group, but measures were taken for specific sectors like hotels. They underwent through strict training measures, restaurants. These measures were strictly put in place before the opening of the frontiers, because you know, we have a high rate of contamination compared to other countries. And so the sensitization and the campaigns on the measures has been put in place. And as I told you, there are a lot of small groups that meet together to be able to share their best practices and what they do, how they do it. and then progressively attract people to come, you know, restaurants, people, because with the current time, interpretations were diverse. You know, people say, oh, we don't need to go to restaurants because what if the person next to you coughs? No, restaurants have readapted their own systems where they respect the distances. You know, in front of almost in front of all restaurants, you have to have your mask. There are some measures, I mean, all the measures that the World Health Organization has been telling people and sensitizing people about. I'm happy to walk around and see that it's being implemented. And we know that we remain very open to the organization of the African Cup of Nations. And so it's even double pressure because we didn't have that before. And now if we are supposed to welcome people into the country in a couple of months, people need to get the good habits in place.
I mean, finally, on Cameroon's tourism, what are your thoughts about the prospect of the tourism industry in this post-pandemic or going ahead when everything is open and fully we are back to normal?
With the government's will to relaunch activities and support industries, tourism, aviation are on the key line because people like us from the private sector are raising our voices high, and we need things to move because when you look at the map of Africa, Central Africa in particular is not at the top. And Cameroon being the biggest country should be a driver for the other countries. So we are hoping to see things materialize, and we won't give up because we are very passionate. Personally, you know me, I'm very passionate and happy to see that things can move if we put in the right contacts and the right pressure and get the right assistance. We will be very pleased to see a Cameroon transform regards to the tourism sector.
Okay, Fadi. Now, as you wrap up, tell us about yourself, you know, your journey in aviation and everything that you want us to know.
Oh, thank you, Kojo. Well, I'm Fadimatu Luchemosimo, founder of the Young African Aviation Professional Association. I joined the aviation sector 10 years ago. It was actually when the startup airline of my company, of my country, Cameco, was relaunching that I got the opportunity to start as the first female senior staff. And I discovered a completely new industry. One thing you should note is I am a pure product of Cameroon. I studied all through primary, secondary, university in Cameroon. And in general, there are some industries that are not common, so people don't talk about, and they don't talk about the careers around. So when I got into Cameco as administration manager back in September 2010, I got very passionate about this new industry and discovered the number of careers which I personally didn't think about. So looking at my own situation, I decided to set up an organization to do the outreach. And you can talk about aviation without bringing in hospitality, tourism. And so I spent 6 years in Cameco. And after that, I needed to discover more. I got the opportunity to be the business development manager for Bench Events Africa, which I joined for 6 months. That was all bringing in aviation and hospitality, tourism in great events in Africa. Then I joined CETA and was handling 8 countries in French-speaking Africa. So traveling across these countries, continuing with the outreach in tourism, I automatically associated hospitality and tourism because this youth, you know, in Africa, the tendency is we want to go out to Europe. And I was like, okay, when I fly to West Africa, when I come to Ghana, for example, the tourism is on its way. I mean, you find a country with a big, huge airport, you talk about touristic sites, you have tourist guides around. I went to the Southern African countries, Zambia, Zimbabwe, South Africa. You know, I was very impressed. Kenya, Nairobi. I visited Nairobi in Kenya, Rwanda. And then I flew to Egypt. And in Cairo, I mean, Egypt is the whole country where you discover the historical sites. And I was like, wow, okay, something needs to be done. So I came back to Cameroon and founded IFAC Group. So EFA Group is a small enterprise that has four major departments, specialized in aviation consultancy. We do representation because flying across Africa, we realize that a lot of good things are happening in other countries, and because they can't come and automatically establish, we offer them representation so that that will facilitate for them to understand if these are new markets where they can explore and see if we start on their behalf and later on grow their business for them to establish. So that is the global idea in our representation. Then events and tool management, because a lot of activities within Africa automatically don't go into events. So we wanted to bring people to understand that by doing the travel, the tour, you can as well do the business, you know, linking business people within Africa with flights, you know, increasing the flights within the continent. That's the global idea around the events and tool. Then we have a specialized department on EFATEC. That's to bring in, you know, with COVID, you have technology, and so we have some young people. The main people working with us are youths who are partially in school or who just graduated, that we want to like keep busy and show them the being a young company, show them that there are opportunities, because we still maintain the mentorship program and plan to make them dream and see the opportunities around. So globally, I'm a micro serial entrepreneur, very passionate about whatever I do, and more importantly, really want to see Cameroon and Central Africa high there with regards to tourism and aviation.
Thank you, Fadi, for your time.
Thank you very much, Kojo, for giving me this opportunity, and a special thank again for giving me the opportunity to talk about Cameroon and Central Africa as a whole. And we look forward to receive you as soon as the frontiers are open, because we have a lot to do.